Dawn breaks over the shining city on the hill, and everyone takes their places. Our soldiers stand watch on the walls, ever vigilant, ever steadfast. Our leaders debate and strategize, forming laws and plans for the future. Our judges bang their gavels, heralding justice for all. But the streets are empty. Where are the people? Where are the people of the shining city? Where are the men and women tasked with ensuring that that city shines bright in a darkening world? Pew Research Center breaks the harrowing news. Only 55% of Americans voted in the 2016 presidential election. Nearly half the country was still sleeping as the sun rose over the city on the hill. In the words of President Lyndon B. Johnson, "The vote is the most powerful instrument ever devised by man for breaking down injustice and destroying the terrible walls which imprison men." Since the inception of our great American experiment, the people have been equipped with unimaginable power. The power to elect our officials, the power to hold them accountable, the power to change our neighborhoods, our states, our country. With a single sheet of paper, we can steer the course of history. In other words, we are equipped with a weapon with which to defend or destroy our shining city. The very existence of that weapon defies injustice. Our founders challenged British tyranny with a single battle cry: no taxation without representation. Revolutionary soldiers bled and died for the right to participate in their own nation, to govern their own destinies. In the aftermath of the war, the founders laid the cornerstone of the American Republic: we, the people, and our right to vote. At first, only privileged men possessed that right. But in the wake of a long and terrible civil war, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution shattered those restrictions. Suddenly, all men could vote, regardless of color, race, or status. All men had the freedom to speak their minds. But what about women? In 1920, the tireless efforts of Americans like Susan B. Anthony came to fruition as women, for the first time, won the right to raise their voices. Throughout history, the American people demanded their right to vote. They understood that the right to vote allowed men and women from all walks of life to stand shoulder to shoulder on a platform of freedom, equal. They understood that the right to vote was the first step in replacing the cages of injustice with the wings of opportunity. They understood that in order to preserve liberty, the people must have a voice. Over the course of history, that voice has been our moral compass. In 1964, the Congress built by American votes passed the Civil Rights Act, abolishing segregation across the country. In 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act once again extended the boundaries of liberty, protecting disabled Americans from discrimination. In my own town, our votes have led to the creation of a new library and school. The American people have redefined freedom and fairness at the ballot box. Each vote is a brick added to our magnificent city on the hill. But what would that city look like if we, the people, had been silent? Where would America be today if we had allowed slavery to go unanswered, if we had allowed injustice to rage unchecked, if we had allowed corrupt leaders to lead our country astray? What would our country be if the people had no voice? The beacon of American goodness would be lost. Our shining city on the hill is sacred, but our role in it is even more sacred. For generations, our veterans have tirelessly defended our liberty, pledging their lives, fortunes, and their sacred honor. They have handed us a mantle of freedom no other nation enjoys. Their sacrifices demand that we, as citizens of the United States, raise our voices and take our turn on the wall. We must keep the watch. Our votes matter. They define what is good and right. They decide who will lead our country to greatness or destruction. They rein in the government's power and subject it to the will of the people. As Martin Luther King Jr. once warned, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. We the people cannot sleep on the watch. We the people cannot fall silent. We the people cannot abandon our duty unless we wish to watch the greatness and honesty of our republic dissolve underneath us. On my 18th birthday, I became eligible to vote for the first time. I have been given the incredible privilege of having a voice in the city on the hill. So, for all the people who came before and for all the people who will come after, I am duty-bound to raise that voice and protect the legacy of American liberty. As the sun rises over the shining city, I will cast my vote as part of the new generation, so that when people ask, "Where are the people?" we will shout, "Here, here are the people."